When Mr. Ace tried to take back to the orphanage the 20-year-old orphan Jane had brought home to adopt, he found the big hulk of a boy wouldn't move. When Mr. Ace tried force, Cokie, the orphan, let go a right that laid Mr. Ace low. When Jane's brother Johnny came in, he too was knocked cold. And that gave them both the brilliant idea that they had a future heavyweight champion. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow the next evening, where we find a beautifully touching domestic scene. Mr. Ace at his evening paper, Jane sewing and humming. Listen.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows,
Jane, do you have to make that unearthly noise?
I'm humming.
Humming?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I said haw.
If that isn't awful. Every time I start humming, you start hawing. I see a person...
Humming and hawing, I get it.
You get what? I guess you think a person doesn't have to hum when she's sewing on baby things like I am.
What baby things?
These trunks for Cokie to fight in.
Oh, fine baby things.
Well, is it my fault if you and Johnny want him to be a fighter? I'm sure I didn't raise my boy to be a fighter.
All right, go on with your humming if you have to. Only I'm a little superstitious about your singing a lullaby over a pair of fighting trunks.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want some pug to come along and put our boy to sleep.
Oh, that's the first time you called him our boy.
What? No, I didn't mean our boy.
But you said our boy.
Oh, I didn't mean you and me. I meant Johnny and me. He's our boy.
You and Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Johnny. Which one of you is the mother?
Oh, stop that silly
thing. Oh, you and Johnny. Oh, dear, sometimes you say
that. I say he's our boy. That's in fighting terms. I mean, we're going to try to get a match for him.
Now, don't start talking about getting him married. He's too young.
Getting him married? I didn't say we're going to get a... Oh, getting him married.
And another thing, you and Johnny have got to stop teasing Cokie.
Teasing?
Yes, the way you keep acting like you're going to hit him and then you run away. I saw you both out in the backyard yesterday.
We were trying to spar with him. He wanted to see if he really knew anything about fighting or if he just had a punch.
Do you think he'll really be the overweight champion of the world?
Overweight?
Yes. Isn't that what Johnny said?
He said overweight champion.
And that's the only reason I'm letting you make him fight, because Johnny told me the overweight champions make a lot of money.
Don't worry, he'll make money. I don't know about a lot of money, but he'll do better than he's been doing up until now. Or better than he would have done when he left the orphanage next month. We both went up there this afternoon, Johnny and I. We've got it all arranged. We don't have to adopt him, and they seemed quite pleased that we had taken such an interest in the boy. They were worried about him. He was going to be 21 the first of the month and was going to be let out of the orphanage, and this takes a lot of responsibility off their hands.
Well, even if we don't adapt him, I still think of him as my boy.
All right, if you enjoy it, go ahead.
Rock on my baby on the seatime. What time is it, dear?
It's 8:20.
8:20? Well, where are they?
Johnny and the kids?
Yes, Johnny said he'd have them home by 8 o'clock.
They'll be along pretty soon. Johnny wanted to get a pair of gloves on him to see how he handled himself.
Yes, I thought that was sweet of Johnny. He's so thoughtful.
He's thoughtful?
Yes, as cold as it's getting, we never thought of gloves.
Oh, yes, the gloves.
That's one thing you have to say about Johnny. He's thoughtful. I always used to say that to him. I'd say, Johnny, you're thoughtful. I remember back home we
go on with your sewing, Jane.
What?
Don't you think you'd better stick to your sewing and try to get those trunks ready in time for the kid's first fight?
Oh, well, when is he going to fight?
Well, we're working on that. It depends on what report Johnny brings back tonight. If he really has a knack for fighting, I mean, if he's a natural, it won't be long. If it's just that he has a terrific punch and nothing else, we're going to have to take time out.
Wouldn't it be marvelous if he had to fight with Jack Dempsey and beat him?
With Dempsey?
Yes, he's the overweight champion, isn't he?
Listen, Jane, you better not worry your little head about
Well, why not? I want him to be the overweight champion as much as you do, or Johnny either.
Or Johnny either. Wait a minute, I'll figure that out.
I'll say the world I do. Is he going to fight with Jack Dempsey?
No, we thought we'd start him off with John L. Sullivan first, then maybe Jess Willard, and then Jim Jeffries, and probably Jack Johnson.
The people you pick up with. Well, I guess you have to do it that way, starting at the bottom of the shoestring and work up.
Yes, we're starting at the bottom of the shoestring, all right, practically on our uppers.
What?
But if he gives somebody a lacing, we'll be back on our feet again.
Oh, I see what you're doing. That's cute.
It is,
don't be a heel, dear.
What?
I made up one, too. You said lacing and
Yes, I get it, Jane. I think we better not develop that any further.
Yes. Rather than one day, be on the sea top when the wind... Oh, well, speaking of when the wind blows, dear,
When the wind blows.
Yes, rock my baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock, you know.
Yes.
And when the wind blows, he'll be cold just wearing these trunks. How will it be if I made him a bathrobe, too? You know what the fighters wear when they come to fight?
Oh, you can buy a bathrobe. It's
oh, but after all, if his own mother won't make him a bathrobe.
That's that mother talk.
Well, I can't help it. I still feel like he's my own flesh and bone.
You can buy a bathrobe. If you want to lend a personal touch, you can embroider his name on the back of the thing.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, I can do that.
Yes, Kid Cokie. That's the name he's fighting under.
Kid Cokie.
Yeah, I'll write it out for you, and you can fool around with that when we get ready for the first fight. Where are they, anyhow?
Yeah, I'm getting worried, too. Well, maybe you better call up Johnny and see
what's
next.
Yeah, maybe I better. That's a swell gymnasium in the Everett home. Just a place for the kid to work out in, if he's got anything. What's that number again?
Oh, it's South 4352.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, here they are now.
Yeah, never mind, Jane. I'll let him in.
Well, I guess I better get him something to eat. He'll be hungry after all that fighting.
Hello, Ace.
Oh, well, what happened to you? Come on in, Cokie.
Oh, we ran all the way back.
You ran all the way back?
Yes, had to give him some road work.
Yeah, it looked like you gave it to yourself. Look at Cokie. He's as calm as...
Are you tired, Cokie?
No, I was only running slow.
Slow?
Well, how do you do, Johnny? What's the verdict?
Well, wait till I get my breath, will you?
But I'm anxious to know if he...
Are you hungry, Cokie?
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No more food tonight.
Well, then he'll eat alone.
I said no more food for him tonight.
I'm hungry.
Nothing doing. You're overweight.
Already? Well, congratulations.
Stop it, will you, Jane?
Well, he said...
Now, wait a minute, will you? What do you mean he's overweight?
He is a little. He's got to take it off. When he does that, he's ready for his first fight.
You mean he's really got something?
Oh, he's a natural. I told you so the first time I saw him.
Yes, he struck me that way, too.
You said it. He struck us both that way.
Well, what do we do? I mean, how do we go about getting him a fight?
Well, I've been thinking it over. We could do it two ways. One way is a piker way.
What do you mean, piker?
Well, I mean he'll be just another fighter. We get him some fights and let him work his way slowly to the top if he can, and where'll he be?
At the top.
Oh, stay out of this, will you? Well, that sounds all right, Johnny. That's the most logical...
Yeah, but the other way is the big way.
The big way?
That's the way I like to do things, the big way.
I don't know what it is, but I say no right now.
Oh, will you hear
Listen,
it?
Listen, Johnny, I'm not in this to make $1,000,000. In fact, I don't expect to make much of anything. It's more like a hobby, having a fighter to manage, sort of a sideline.
Oh, not this kind of a fighter. This kid has color now with the right kind of publicity. You could get...
Publicity? Who's going to give him publicity? He's never done anything in the ring.
Now, wait. I've thought this all out. With the right kind of newspaper publicity, we can make ourselves a young fortune out of this and make him one, too.
But who's going to give publicity to a boy that never has fought?
How about Neil?
Neil? You mean Marge's friend, the newspaper fellow?
Oh, that's who I mean.
Well, Neil's a reporter on a paper. He hasn't anything to say about who gets publicity.
He can start the ball rolling. He can get to the sports editor and get him to play the kid up big. That's the only way to do this. That's the only way to get any big money out of this.
Listen, I have no illusions of getting any big money out of this. I'm just...
Oh, still thinking in terms of small change.
Oh, it's not...
Listen, I just had 2 hours with this kid. I saw him work. I saw him time punches. I saw him shadow box, punch the bag, and do some of the prettiest footwork you ever saw.
Oh, Cokie, you did?
Yeah.
I tell you, he's got the makings. Now, it all depends on how we roll him. I'm going to do it in a big way.
Well, I can't believe we've got anything that big.
Well,
yet.
Look at it. Did you ever see shoulders like that? Turn around, Cokie. Look at that back.
Look at that back.
Look at that neck.
Look at that neck.
Look at that physical structure of the torso.
Look at that yes, look at it.
I'm hungry.
Oh, no, you don't. You're under strict training orders, you understand?
But he has to eat, Johnny.
He gets 3 square meals a day and no more, you understand? None of this in-between eating, and he's got to keep regular hours. He must be in bed by 10 o'clock every night.
10 o'clock? He sleeps out here on that couch. You mean we have to go to bed at every night at 10?
Well, give him a room.
Oh, we ought to move out, I suppose.
I don't think you quite realize what we've got here.
I know one thing. I didn't know it was going to turn into anything like this. I thought we were helping the kid along, and I thought it was going to be a sort of nice hobby, having a prize fighter to root for. But if I'd have known you were going to make this a corporation or something,
it's
certainly...
bigger than a corporation.
Oh,
why, do you know the fighting world's waiting for a man with color to come in and be champion?
Yeah.
And we've got it here. Why, think of it. Here's an orphan, lived all his life in an orphanage, suddenly is let out when he reaches the age of majority, and finds himself in the spotlight. You can't beat that for color.
Oh, but who knows he's going to be anything that big. He might just be a...
Listen, I just spent 2 hours of hard work with him, and I mean hard work. Look at him. You said yourself he didn't show the slightest signs of it. He's got stuff, I tell you. Now, the thing for us to do is to get hold of Neil and hire him as a press agent if we have to. And let him start spreading the news about Kid Copeland.
Oh, I don't know if Neil will go for anything like that.
Oh, sure he will, Abe. Look, have Marge invite him out here. Talk to him. He's bound to see it our way. Why, one look at the kid here will convince anybody that... Look at those shorts.
All right, don't start that
well,
again.
Well, look at that neck.
All right, I say, he's smelling.
Well, dear, everybody can't be good to start with. You get better as he goes along. You wait and see.
Well, Johnny's certainly convinced of the kid's powers as a fighter and is determined to give him a big build-up. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.